The Environmental Protection Agency is about to offer employee buyouts and early retirement incentives. With the Trump administration proposing budget cuts and workforce reductions in other agencies, many feds could soon find themselves offered a lump sum to call it quits early. For what you should consider before making a decision, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with retirement planning expert Tammy Flanagan.
The employees at EPA are facing a decision to make about early retirement. And for many of them, it's going to be a tough decision to decide, do they want to leave the agency earlier than they had planned and take advantage of this early out opportunity? Or do they want to stay, because it is a voluntary early out at this point, so they don't have to go? So part of that decision is going to be based on what ability they have to retire comfortably financially, or do they have opportunities where they can go and find a second career. So for some employees, it's going to be a fork in the road that gives them a wonderful option. And for others, they're going to say no thank you and continue working until they can retire comfortably in the career that they're already in.
So let's say you're one of these employees and you just saw the memo come across your email. What's the first exact thing that you really need to consider?
Yeah, the first thing I would do if I'm thinking that this is something I want to take advantage of, especially if it's combined with a bit of a buyout. I know the buyouts aren't $500,000 or anything like that, but even if it's $25,000, that's more money than people normally get when they retire. So you're going to think about the fact, can I afford to retire? So you need to calculate or at least estimate what's the value of my government pension, whether it be the CSRS or the FERS benefit. If I'm eligible now for Social Security, do I want to start receiving it at this point? How much money have I saved in the thrift savings plan? How do I convert that to monthly income? When I combine all of that together and take out the withholdings for insurance and taxes, is that going to be enough money to replace my current salary? And if it isn't, do I have an option to find a job in the private sector market? Am I marketable? Do I need new skills? So there's a lot of planning that needs to come together. And for many employees, there's not enough time, perhaps, between now and the end of the buyout offer to do the proper planning. So I always tell employees to be sure all the way through your career that you're ready for those what-if situations. So if the opportunity comes along, you already have in mind what it is that you might want to do.
So if the answer is yes to all those questions that you were asking yourself, are there any potential downsides to taking this early out other than, you know, probably a little bit less money?
Right. That's a good question, Eric. The downside, number one, would be sure you're ready to go, because if you change your mind and decide to come back to federal service, you're going to, first of all, have to get rehired. That's the first obstacle. The second one is if you come back within a year, you have to pay back the full amount of the buyout that you receive. So if the buyout payment's $25,000 and you really only receive maybe $17,000 after taxes, you're going to have to pay back the whole $25,000. So you pay the tax on money that you didn't even get to keep. So I would be sure that this is something you want to make a permanent decision about, because it's a one-way ticket out. It is possible to come back, but there are some obstacles in that process.
With all the talks of buyouts, we've been hearing a lot of people discussing VERA and VISP. Can you run through the difference for me with those?
Sure. Yeah, we hear all these acronyms. VERA and VSIP sometimes sound like your great aunt and great uncle, Aunt VERA and Uncle VSIP. But
I was thinking those types acronyms, of tea.
Yeah, there you go. Different generation.
Yeah, for sure.
So VERA, it is another word for early out. It stands for Voluntary Early Retirement Authority. And I think a lot of people forget that last part of that acronym is the authority. So just because you're age 50 with 20 years of service, or any age with 25 years of service, doesn't mean you can voluntarily file for an early retirement. Your agency has to offer it. And that's why we're talking so much about EPA lately, because the announcement was made there, and perhaps in some other agencies that maybe haven't hit the news yet. But it has to be an offer made by the agency. It has to have a beginning date, an ending date. And it doesn't necessarily have to be offered to all of the employees at the agency. So it can be kind of a surgical thing when it comes to downsizing. And agencies can define that within what their needs are. The VSIP, or the Voluntary Separation Incentive Payment, that's another word for the buyout. And for most agencies, that's still limited to $25,000. However, for DOD, They do have authority to offer up to $40,000 for their buyouts, but again, they have to finance that, and they don't necessarily have to offer the $40,000. So it depends on where you work and what the authority is, what the offer is, as far as what it is that you're actually going to receive.
We're speaking with Tammy Flanagan. She's a federal retirement consultant. She works with the National Institute of Transition Planning. So the Trump administration has been harping on reducing the size of the federal workforce, especially in agencies that they don't agree with all of their missions, like EPA. So why go this route with the buyout? Why not reduce it through a series of RIFs?
Yeah, well, you always want to make it as least horrible as possible for the employee. So a RIF, or reduction in force, is an involuntary separation where you're telling employees basically you're getting a pink slip. So if you can get employees to voluntarily retire where it's not such a harsh separation, then you're going to go for that first. If that doesn't work, then you offer the buyout. And if the buyout doesn't work, then if you still need to do that downsizing, at that point you start to figure out how to manage this type of restructuring that could end up resulting in a reduction in force. So that would be the RIF situation is always a last resort, which is why in the government we don't see too many of them.
What are some times in the past where you've seen other agencies have, you know, this much, them put this much emphasis on buying people out? Has there been a downsizing attempt like this before?
Absolutely. If you go back to the 90s, we all remember the DOD whenever all the bases were closing and the base realignment and a restructuring program was going on. And we had a lot of DOD employees who were facing early outs. Some of them were voluntary. Some of them were RIF situations. So we've had massive downsizing in recent history. So we may see maybe nothing on quite that level, I would hope. But we will see some employees who are going to face that same type of decision this year. And for some of them, they've been hardly waiting for it. And for others, it's a little bit of fear in the security that we have in our federal employment. So, again, you can look at it either as a positive thing where it's an opportunity to do something different, or you can look at it a little bit hesitantly thinking, what's going to happen next if I don't take this? A lot of people feel that if they don't accept the buyout, the next round may not offer a buyout. So, therefore, you know, what should you do? Should you take it now or take your chances and wait for the next offer?
Tammy Flanagan is a federal retirement consultant. Do you have any clients or anyone that you've talked to who accepted those buyouts back in the 90s, and how did they fare out, and were they satisfied with their decision?
Yeah, most people, when it comes down to actually taking advantage of the offer, they've had a chance to think it through. They make the decision. There's usually no looking back. I rarely find an employee who wishes they could go back and return to federal service once they've made that decision to retire. And oftentimes, the people I meet who take the buyouts were people who could afford it anyway. They may have been planning to retire. They may have just been waiting for the right opportunity. So for many of these folks, they can retire. They're just kind of waiting for the magic date or the day they wake up and feel like this is the day I'm going to retire. But for those employees who are halfway through their career, maybe only in their 40s or early 50s, where they may not have saved up enough yet, their retirement benefit is not going to be enough of a replacement, for those employees, I would caution them to be sure that they are going to be able to find that second career that's going to help them reach their retirement goals just as soon as they would have had they stayed in their federal career. So don't jump into it too quickly without really giving it some serious thought and doing those calculations.
Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. We'll post a link to the interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.